As a movement, as PUDEMO, we have noticed and noted the attitude of the state of Swati's regime, the attack on the trade union movement in Swaziland. Hence, the way they've treated the president, Comrade Mbongwa, it is a clear sign that the Tinkhundla system of government is all out to silence the voices of the people, is all out to destroy the trade union movement, is all out to victimize Comrade Mbongwa for his involvement in leading the progressive trade unions, SNUT in particular, and his involvement in the call for the democratization of the of Swaziland, and also for his call for the respect of the workers' rights in the country. Hence, the state is all out to ensure that they don't want to see Comrade Mbongwa in anywhere nearer the trade union movement. Hence, as PUDEMO, we will fight tooth and nail, side by side with SNUT, to ensure that Comrade Mbongwa is back as a president and also as a leader of the trade union, in particular of the SNUT union.
But I remember a year ago, the government accused Mr. Mbongwa of leading a movement of the teachers for them to stay away from school. So I guess you can understand, maybe that's why he was terminated.
First and foremost, what needs to be known and be understood is that Comrade Mbongwa, when he pronounced that teachers must stay away from school, it was because he saw the need to look after the interest of the teachers and the security of the teachers. And then more than anything, he was discharging his duties that was mandated to him by the Congress of the teachers. Therefore, whatever Mbongwa said in that particular time, he was representing the views of the teachers. He was not speaking for himself, because he has a politically and organizationally duty to look at the security of the teachers. If he sees that his membership, they are not safe by going to school, he has the right to say that. Therefore, there was no need for the state to punish him for that